Dan Williamson again. That's close. My word, that is very close. Now, that's why it was a good move, a really good move, and he's fallen for it just like that. I put that down to brave but very good captaincy.
Yeah, little glove there, yes. Golden, yeah, good Yorker. Stoinis, he slipped another one through. Aerial, should be out, will be out. Glenn Maxwell takes another.
19-run win for the Aussies in their final of the T20 series. They went through undefeated. They've risen to the number one ranking. Well, there's a bit of a conjecture over that with Pakistan at the same time. But they got the job done. As we say, good morning to Jeff Lawson.
Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Terrence.
I tell you what, it was a rapid start, you could say, from New Zealand. But then Ashton Agar came on and just stemmed the flow a little bit. The slower deliveries just took the heat out of the New Zealand batsmen.
Well, everyone thought that going back to Eden Park, there was going to be 200-plus runs scored, and for that rare occasion, the bowlers got a little bit back, didn't they? Which was quite strange. New Zealand obviously not making anywhere near enough, and a few rain interruptions just teased the spectators, but pretty good all-round performance from the Australians.
And again, it was the slow bowlers, as Berkey mentioned. They did the damage during the Big Bash, but all the talk is about Chris Lynn. It was a very awkward diving effort, Henry, and he's dislocated that shoulder. More scans today, but his $1.7 million IPL contract is at risk.
Oh, well, he's got popping on shoulders, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many surgeries or procedures he's had on the shoulder now. I reckon it's getting up around the 5 mark. And he missed a bit of the Big Bash this year with the shoulder coming in, and missed a couple of one days for Australia as well. So he needs either some serious surgery to make sure it doesn't fall apart, or he's going to have to hang on and try and get through maybe the IPL and collect the cash. So some questions to him at the moment, but he's very fragile around that upper torso area.
Yeah, and he's got hamstring issues, shoulder issues.
Calf issue as well.
He just seems to be, and I know he's a very, very good rugby league player, Henry, as a junior, but chose cricket. But, geez, his body just doesn't hold together.
No, it's a bit of a rarity for a batsman as well. We're talking about the fast bowlers having the problems, and batsmen, you know, they often get the broken fingers and things like that. But so a lot of shoulders have... Hamstring injuries seem to be a little more common with batsmen these days. All the sprinting they do, particularly during 20-over cricket, but all forms of the game. But, yeah, Liddy, not having a good run at the moment.
How did you make the try series, or make what did you make of the try series? And one, selectors, we've spoken about it already, Henry. They chose on form through that Big Bash, and these guys delivered.
Well, that's the first thing, Berkey, that for the first time, I think, almost ever in 20-over cricket, that the selectors took who was playing the best in the middle of the Big Bash. They had a perfect opportunity to say who's actually playing and going well. And really, maybe apart from Dave Warner, who was obviously with the Australian team the whole time and didn't play Big Bash, they went for informed play. Say they're equal up the top at the moment. So the other thing is they stuck with the same team through the whole tournament. They did not change it, which is a little disappointing for those guys who sat on the bench. And you know, certainly from a New South Wales point of view, we lost Ben Dwarshes from potentially two Sheffield Shield games. He didn't get a game for Australia, so he's been warming the pine now for almost 3 weeks. Oh, 4 weeks, in fact, since his last Big Bash game. So that's a little bit disappointing. But, yeah, selectors stuck to form. It paid off, and Australia won this tri series. What that means in itself, I'm not absolutely sure.
Yeah. Well, it means more than when you lose. What are you hearing about the South African series, mate? It's going to be extremely tough. We spoke about the workload for Dave Warner. He's getting paid plenty, so I don't feel that sorry for him. But long summer, T20, the only Ashes player. The thing about the South African tour, Henry, it's 4 test matches, but they're within 4 weeks. Understand he's only a batsman, but Dale Steyn looks like he's still going to be in massive doubt. Faf du Plessis and AB de Villiers look like they're big thumbs up. They're going to play.
Yeah, well, They're three big players for South Africa. Steyn, obviously, on the back end of his career, is almost turned into a support bowler with Rabada and Philander and the big Ngidi. So they've got a pretty good attack. But, back to Dave Warner. He's the one guy who will have this big challenge mentally to get into this Test series. It will be tough. South Africa have been playing some good cricket. They've got some good fast bowlers. As you said, four Test matches almost back-to-back. It's going to be physically tough for everybody, but for Dave in particular, who's played virtually every game for Australia this summer, it's going to be really, really difficult mentally. He's got to get off this 20-over trip. He's in New Zealand. He's got to get to South Africa to meet up with most of the team that are already there. So that will be his big challenge, to try and get through four Test matches in a month and keep mentally sharp, because he hasn't been in the best of form through the one-day stuff against England, all this 20-over series. So super challenge there against some pretty tough opposition.
What about Steve Smith? Had that time off from playing the T20. Said he's refreshed now. AB medalist, exceptional Ashes series. Do you think he's ready to go again in that long form of the game?
Yeah, he didn't have a great 50-over series against the Poms either, which surprised everybody. Was just so used to him going out and scoring runs whenever he wants. But I look at a break, even if it's a week or 10 days, is a vital thing, and you wouldn't back against Steve Smith making a pile of runs again, depending on what pitches they serve up over there. They had some very interesting bowler-friendly pitches in their series with India, so that might be a challenge. But yeah, look, Smithy getting a bit of a break. I mean, he's an absolute cricket snuff. He likes to hit cricket balls every single day. So hopefully he's got away from that as well for a week or so, and just is refreshed and ready to lead the guys in what was a pretty important series.
And a quick one, mate. New South Wales digging themselves a hole. Can you dig yourself out of it? What, two losses the last two games?
Oh, yeah, look, we've gone to this Duke's ball cricket where it's a totally different challenge. We've actually gone pretty close, especially to WA away. We've had a few guys make debuts and some pretty experienced players and done okay, but obviously lost, as you said. But the Shield is so close at the moment. There's only 4 points between first and New South Wales in third, and 4 points is a few bonus points. So it's a very interesting competition again. I think it's only maybe 8 points between first and last, and there's still three games to play. So everything to play for there. We've got Tasmania on Saturday. I think we'll have Steve O'Keefe back, which after he hurt his ankle in the Big Bash, so that'll be a huge advantage at the SCG. So, we're quietly optimistic that we'll still be there around final time.
Oh, good stuff. Good luck to your boys, Henry, and thanks for your thoughts this morning. We look forward to that Test match coming up with against South Africa.
Yeah, it should be a terrific series.
Go on, you, Henry.
Henry, just this quick one. Can you ask Jeff, how do you win by runs batting last when you should win by runs? Hold on.
Duckworth Lewis.
Duckworth Lewis.
Right, okay.
Blame it on him.
Oh, geez, we're not going runs into that.
Yeah, you can't win by wickets in Duckworth Lewis because you have to win batting last. Win or lose.
It's by runs.
If he's got 6 weeks, we'll go through the whole Duckworth.
Yeah. No, not on this program. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you, gentlemen.